standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the Wednesday, January 11th edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Going to be dealing with a number of issues in this hour. And I have to throw out a disclaimer early on. Because we're going to be talking about new government regulations concerning your bank in the not-too-distant future. And it is pretty disturbing news, so just bear in mind, we're talking about something that is going to happen within the next 12 months. So just going to give you a heads up on that one. But first, to the street and the Dow, off by 36 points at 12,425, NASDAQ higher by 6 at 2,708. U.S. dollar stronger by 47 basis points, U.S. dollar index at 81.34. Crude oil still above $100 a barrel, currently off $1.37. Gold still holding above the 200-day moving average, up $6.50 at $16.39. Silver off at $30 and platinum higher by 28 at $14.95. Palladium higher by 8 at 648, and the miners higher by 138 basis points. XAU currently sitting at 193.08. And we'll have more after this.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Wednesday, well, I'm sure you are all well aware that Mitt Romney won the New Hampshire primary, and his victory speech gave a indication to the platform Mitt Romney is going to be running on, and that is taking a leaf out of Ronald Reagan's playbook. And is going to be touting American exceptionalism. And just bear in mind that those who speak of American exceptionalism as if the United States is God's chosen nation are trading with a counterfeit currency. Because while Mitt is talking about American exceptionalism, the U.S. is pushing the world to the brink of world war. And you can find an article to that, not from any U.S.-based publication, but rather from Pravda. On the other end of the spectrum, and the other side of the planet, a flip side favorite, Bill Bonner of the Daily Reckoning, has this to say today. We are seeing the destruction of an empire. All empires must go away sometime. They are natural things. And nature puts a time bomb in everything she creates. The U.S. empire is doomed, just like all the others that went before it. It is doomed by nature herself. Condemned by the gods to blow up and die. None of this should be surprising to you, dear reader or listener in this case. We have seen this movie before. Hundreds of empires have come and gone. We know how this movie ends, more or less. What we know for sure is that the U.S. is going broke. There's hardly any other plausible outcome. We've gone over the numbers so often, we don't need to repeat them. Yes, it is true that the feds could save themselves if they had the will. They could cut taxes to a flat 10% and spend only what they raise in tax revenue. That would do the trick from an economic point of view, but it's too late for that politically. Empires have lives of their own. They go forward, expanding, spending, stretching, until, boom, they go too far. Empires do not back up. Some merely go bankrupt. Others are defeated in war, and all end disastrously. We have seen a movement in the price of crude oil of late, bouncing all around the place. And the sell-off in crude yesterday was provoked by a Reuters article stating that Iran is ready to resume nuclear talks with the West. Now, this not-so-stunning news that came merely days after a Iranian military exercise in the Straits of Hormuz ended. Because Iran is already preparing for yet another massive naval exercise. As Russian TV reports, Iran is planning to hold new massive naval exercises near the strategic Strait of Hormuz within the next few weeks. This, according to Iran's news agency, said as Tehran's tensions with the West continue to escalate following threats of new sanctions against the Islamic Republic over its controversial program. And this time the war game comes with a twist. It will likely occur just across from a comparable drill run jointly by U.S. and Israel. The newly announced Iranian drills, codenamed the Great Prophet, may coincide with major naval exercises that Israel and the United States are planning to hold in the Persian Gulf in the near future. AP reported on Thursday, a senior Israeli military official is saying the drills would be held in the next few weeks. And since the Tonkin Gulf Resolution script is being used point by point, any lost escalation chances in the end of 2011 will surely be regained within a few days. Add to this, we now find that additional carrier groups are steaming their way to the Gulf. And although we don't have any information from Strat4, whose website is still down, the folks at Zero Hedge manage to discover that the John Stennis which for the past 2 months has been all alone in the Arabian Sea just off the Straits of Hormuz. It's now got a soulmate. Cole Vincent has arrived by way of Hong Kong. And now positioned in the Straits of Hormuz is George H.W. Bush. And so the U.S. now has two carriers where there was one. And the U.S. is quite ready to proceed with its joint Israeli war game operation titled, simply enough, The Great Prophet. So it does seem, my friends, that there's a high degree of likelihood that tensions in the Middle East are going to escalate, helped not at least by the announcement that an Iranian scientist was killed in a car bomb in Iran. Likely suspects, CIA and Mossad. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Today I saw an article, and it's posted on my webpage by Simon Black, he of the Sovereign Man website. Has a short article entitled Another Consequence of Economic Decline. And it's amazing how history constantly repeats itself. He says, nearly 10 years ago to the day, the government of Argentina collapsed, beset by weighty deficit spending and completely unrealistic currency pegged to the U.S. dollar. Argentina became the poster child for the golden rule of economics. That which is unsustainable will not be sustained. It's a reversion to the mean. Within a matter of days, the country had burned through several presidents, the currency collapsed, inflation soared, and the primary government defaulted on its debt. After limping along for most of the last decade with the socialist agenda, the government of Argentina has added again. The economy is rapidly deteriorating and street inflation has surpassed 25%. Naturally, the administration of President Cristina Fernandez insists that inflation is not a problem, despite the Argentina peso losing 25% of its value against the U.S. dollar over the last 3 years, and far more against gold. And meanwhile, Fernandez has borrowed her plays from Atlas Shrugged. She imposed capital controls, raided pension funds, nationalized private property, and taken control of the media, all in a vain attempt to delay the endgame. And it seems as though the U.S. is following in the footsteps of Cristina Fernandez. We'll have more after.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
The flip side for this Wednesday, considering Christmas was 2 weeks ago, I think it's still okay to throw in a Christmas jingle in the bump rotation. You know, having been in the gold and silver business for as many years as I have to say that the single most confused issue with a lot of people for many years has always been reporting requirements on the purchase and sale of gold and silver, and whether or not gold and silver dealers are required to report any transactions to some government agency. This is all based on misguided belief on the $10,000 reporting requirement. So, having dealt with that misinformation for so many years, I was a little disturbed, to say the least, to find another article while I was reading A Sovereign Man entitled Why 308,127,404 Americans Are Gonna Get Hosed. And what Simon Black is reporting is that, now just follow the dots here. As we pointed out, the draconian NDAA that was passed at the dead of night followed up by Joe Lieberman's call to strip U.S. citizens of their citizenship should they be charged with some sort of a terrorist activity, which could be as innocent as giving contributions to a cause that supports Palestinians, for instance. Well, as Simon Black says, last week the U.S. Government Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, otherwise known as FinCEN, an agency of the U.S. Treasury Department, published its 2011 annual report. And some of these numbers are pretty startling. As Simon says, we've discussed before that FinCEN is the executive agency tasked with ensuring that every U.S. banker is an unpaid government spy through what they call suspicious activity reports. Suspicious Activity Report, or SAR for short, includes details of any transaction that may be deemed suspicious. Naturally, there are no clear guidelines on what is or is not considered suspicious. Banks, brokerages, money service businesses, precious metals dealers, even casinos are required by law to fill them out. If you withdraw an unusual amount of cash from your bank account, that could be deemed suspicious. If you set up a new payee in your bill pay service, that could be deemed suspicious. Anything and everything is fair game. Banks and other businesses who do not fill out a SARS report face hefty penalties, including imprisonment. If they disclose to a customer that he or she is subject to a suspicious activity report, there are hefty penalties, including imprisonment. When push comes to shove and they have to choose between a nasty penalty or submitting a SAR report about your unusual cash withdrawal, which option do you think they will pick? Unsurprisingly, nearly 1.5 million suspicious activity reports were filed across the U.S. banking system in 2011, well over twice the number reported in 2004. On top of this, there were an additional 14.8 million currency transaction reports filed in 2011, a 6% jump over the last year. We'll have more on this when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I use these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam.
Went out to fight the side for this Wednesday, January the 11th. Now, I know some of the problems with reporting about some issues is some listeners will click onto this program halfway through, and they won't hear the full gist of what I'm saying outside of new financial reporting requirements. So let me just say that once I read the article on Sovereign Man about these suspicious activity reports, I went straight to the source immediately to verify this. And so I went to the government's actual website, fincen.gov. And this was posted on their website on January the 6th, 2012. It says the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network announced on December the 20th, 2011, that the deadline for financial transactions to utilize FinCEN's new currency transaction report and suspicious activity report for reporting purposes will be extended to March the 31st, 2013. FinCEN is extending the deadline partly in response to industry concern about having sufficient time to transition to the new reports, including any necessary changes to their internal processes. So once again, let me state. that come March the 31st, 2013, the whole rules of the game are going to change dramatically, because bankers and those in any financial industry will be required by law to report any of what they deem suspicious activity to some government agency. Otherwise, they face the prospect of fines and imprisonment. Now, let me say this on the outset. You are going to have every single banker and financial institution employee so wiggy about being prosecuted for failing to report a suspicious activity, they are simply going to report every single transaction. And as Simon Block says, this is a common tactic in the U.S. Financial activity is one of the many, many areas with a guilty until proven innocent burden of proof. You don't even need to do anything wrong, which is the case most of the time this happens. For one of these various government agencies to freeze your account pending investigation with a simple phone call, and good luck getting it unfrozen. More and more people are starting to wake up to this reality. FinCEN also tracks the report on foreign bank account and financial accounts, commonly known as FBAR. This form is required to be submitted by any U.S. taxpayer with foreign financial accounts whose aggregate total exceed $10,000 at any point during the year. For example, if you have a bank account in Uruguay with $9,000 and a small brokerage account in Panama with $2,000, you would have to submit the form by June the 30th of each year to the Treasury Department. In 2011, 618,134 U.S. taxpayers filed an FBAR, which would have covered the calendar year 2010. This is more than 100% increase over the filing just 2 years ago, a huge jump. And I suspect the 2012 figures will show similar growth. And as Simon Block points out, as a percentage of the population, though, that number is embryonic. It still leaves 308,127,404 Americans who have no backup plan, no insurance policy for their hard-earned savings. In other words, 99.8% of the population holds all their money in an insolvent, corrupted, government-controlled, unsecured, though cleverly disguised, banking system. Are you one of the 0.2% who are paying attention? If not, what's holding you back? As I said, you know, these reports over the years are very disturbing to a lot of people, and a lot of people really don't understand what it all means. As I said, for decades, we've had to try and correct so much misinformation about the $10,000 reporting requirement. And that fear was obviously exploited by a number of rare coin dealers who try to convince clients the reason not to invest in bullion but to buy numismatic coins because there was no government reporting required. Well, I think the latest FinCEN regulation blows that theory out of the water. And so, regard this broadcast as a heads up. The rules of the game are going to change 180 degrees come March the 31st, 2013. Now, you have to ask yourself, what is the government really afraid of? I mean, look what they have done in the past month. American elected representatives jointly passed one of the most draconian pieces of legislation in America's short 200-year history. Followed up by another piece of legislation that I'm actually surprised is getting little or no media attention. That you could have your citizenship stripped based on some bureaucrat somewhere making the decision that your innocent contribution to some nefarious charity was somehow linked to some Palestinian cause. They definitely are preparing for something. And as Bill Bonner and many others have speculated about, is we are going to face civil unrest based on deteriorating economic conditions. That can be the only logical explanation for the introduction of NDAA and even giving consideration to Joe Lieberman's outrageous bill. And all, by and large, done in my humble opinion, because of the unbelievable influence of the Zionist lobby in Washington. And once again, to demonstrate the power of the Zionist lobby, these people are not afraid to pound their chests when they get a victory. Today in the Jerusalem Post, they were bragging about the fact that the American Jewish community now has a White House address thanks to the appointment of Jack Lew, Obama's chief of staff. When we look at how the lobby is attempting the Republican Party, we find more interesting connections between Sheldon Adelson, and as pointed out by Bunny's blog, Olson wrote in like a horseman to save the campaign of Newt Gingrich with a $5 million donation to Newt's super PAC. It's called Winning Our Future. Adelson is perhaps the most well-known heavy hitter among contributors, largely motivated by their extreme hawkish stance on Israel. He has been honored by the far-right Zionist Organization of America, but he has also been a major funder of AIPAC, making sure he keeps his hand in mainstream U.S. politics. Anderson's love of Gingrich is rooted in their mutual passion for crushing unions and privatizing Social Security, but it flowers in their mutual zeal for maintaining Israeli control of the West Bank and support for the farthest right wing of Israel politics. It is telling that Adelson is committing such extensive resources in a desperate attempt to hoist Gingrich above Republican front runner Mitt Romney, as Romney is far from being a dove on Middle Eastern matters. So, as I said, it's my desire, you know, to try and help you connect the dots and make you aware of who the players are, what is going on, and occasionally what the future portends. And is it any surprise that I have strong feelings for the physical possession of gold and silver as a means to counteract what is ultimately coming down the pike? I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. But based on everything that I read, the chances of it happening are better than 50-50. You can find many of the articles I glean today on my website at robbynoel.com. And for good measure, once again, some interesting outlooks for both gold and silver. Anyway, we'll take a short break and be right back.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells and
jingles, ticks off to Christmas. It's impact. Let me direct your attention to Republic Trading Group's website at republictradinggroupinternational.com. Jeffrey has posted this week's special, which he calls the 111 package. You could also entitled it Get out of Dodge package before it has to be reported. We still have, and let's not forget this, we still have until March of the 2013 to worry about snooping bankers. But anyway, if you want to become your own Federal Reserve, on offer we have Dutch guilders, and some Morgan silver dollars. Five Netherlands 10 guilder coins in XFAU condition. 20 U.S. Morgan silver dollars in XF condition. The package runs $23.95. And you can get hold of the 111 package by calling either Jeffrey Bennett or myself at 1-800-691-7898. Once again, five Netherlands, 10 guilder gold coins, 20 U.S. Morgan silver dollars, total package, $23.95. And that phone number, 1-800-691-7898. And once again, let me reiterate, the U.S. Treasury, or FinCEN, has announced it's postponing mandatory implementation of suspicious activity reporting by banks, brokerages, and any other financial institution until March of 2013. This should be, as so many other stories, should be, you know, plastered all over the media, but it's amazing what the media deems to be important and what is not important. Well, everything they think is not important is what I think is really important. So I bring it to your attention, and also remind you to do what I do. Whenever I read these, I go to the source to find out how true it is, and this is a true story. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Vincent and prepare USA coming up at the top of the hour. We'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.